When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
That music means one thing. It's a royal special on Chewing the Fat.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah, baby. Chris Cruz is back. Jeff Fisher here. Thank you for coming and listening to Chewing the Fat Royals special.
And by the way, the douche on Twitter that said we do not need a royal special, I know you're listening. Don't be a douche.
Absolutely, you're listening.
We don't need a royal special. Then why are you tuning in right now?
Douche. I wanted to do one last weekend desperately as a build-up to the funeral, but I know that you were out of town doing whatever it is you do.
Like I said on Friday, bro, the queen held out for me. She died literally the day after I went to see her.
So did you get a special wand or a wave?
I didn't get wanded. I didn't get wanded, but I passed right through.
Maybe did you get a glimpse?
I got a glimpse. You know, like that.
Yeah,
like,
the curtain.
Who's that? Why do he keep yelling?
Did one of the footmen hold the curtain back a little bit?
Yes.
So that she could see out? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And
awesome.
I saw her. She gave me a blessing. I don't know why, because she's not the Pope.
No, she's not. But it was nice
of
her.
But she gave a blessing.
It was nice of
Boom,
her.
Boom, dead.
Wow.
12 hours later, bro. Like, it was.
I'll teach you to try to be Pope.
And what's funny is when I went, I knew she was going to die. Duh. You know, duh.
Right.
But when I went to London.
It's strange that you knew she was going to die because she wasn't in London. But go ahead. It's strange that she actually looked at you out the window at Windsor. When she wasn't there, but hey, whatever.
She wasn't in Windsor, but she was there. When I went to London, something was in the air.
Really?
Because I went.
Could feel it.
I went by Camilla's house. Dude, it's interesting. It's a very interesting layout of how like the houses are. I didn't know they were that close to Buckingham Palace. I thought it was.
Oh, yeah, the neighborhood.
Yeah. I thought it was more like.
The cottages.
Yes. So I pass of all those houses, you know, and they're like, oh, there's Charles. I'm like, oh, there is Charles and Camilla right there. Like, oh, not Camilla.
Thank you.
Camille, sorry. And I was impressed about that. But something felt weird because even the tour guide, she was telling us there was. Because that was the same day that the prime minister stepped down.
Oh, yeah.
And the new prime minister came up. The last 48 hours before the queen died, there was a lot of movement in the parliament area.
And it had just happened. The old prime minister had just gone and seen her.
Exactly. And the new prime minister
was going to go and see her.
Did the kissing of the hand.
But she usually came back.
Yes.
From Balmoral for that. And
yes.
Right.
And that's when the picture of her blue hand came out.
Right. And that's what she...
And that's when doctors were like, whoa, it's imminent.
Yeah.
Because that morning, I remember reading, they were like, it's imminent. I was like, oh, that's sad. And that's when she did the little thing with the window and then she gave me the blessing. But...
So nice of her.
The thing during the ceremony of kissing the hand, which has nothing to do about kissing her hand, is more like a shake of a hand.
Yeah.
I realized that all this movement... The new prime minister killed her.
Oh.
Because she was already, you know, in her vacation home. She came.
Yeah, she
to
did.
Do the kissing of the hand. And that was the last, Jeffy, that was the last picture of the queen.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's so fascinating.
What's her name? Truss?
Sure.
Well, you're accusing her of murder.
Well... Aren't they like the president? They no longer have a name. Their name is the title. Yeah, Prime Minister,
yeah.
But and then so they afterwards, it was very interesting because even though she passed away, London was not, it didn't hit London until that night. That's when I started seeing, people were still in shock. Because I don't know if you remember, there was a conspiracy theory and the truth at the same time. That Daily Mail UK reporter say she died.
Oh yeah, said she died earlier.
Yes.
Said she died earlier.
So
and then they were and she pulled it.
And she pulled it. Yes.
And then the real report came out that she died.
And they were like, wait, which one is it? So then that caused some issues.
Yes, it did.
Because then like, wait, did she die when the UK reporter said it?
Right.
Or did she die now?
Right.
So there was a lot.
Yes, there was. And it was interesting because the UK reporter was seemingly had the inside scoop.
The original one had
the inside scoop. And then they were like, oh, no, she's not dead.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You can't. That's a. And they pulled it.
They did.
And it was really strange that they attempted to do that. You're right. That was really weird. So when, I mean, was the first report correct?
Which it leads me to this story. Okay. Man arrested for bum rushing the Queen's casket was checking to see if she was still alive.
I think there was more than one that bum rushed the
Muhammad Khan was arrested to make sure to see if the Queen was alive.
Is that the one that pushed the kid out of the way and everything? There was one person that charged the coffin that pushed a little kid out of the way and pushed a mom out of the way, and then they had to arrest the guy and they dragged him away, and then they were, by that time they were past the line, so they never did really look at the coffin or be part of the full line. So the mom was trying to get the kid back in. Oh, we got pushed away. We need to get in there and see. It was really kind of sad. I mean, they should have just let her back in.
You know, the line was like what, 28 hours long to just go see a casket.
Yeah, a long time.
Now, Jeffy, we know that when she passed away, they did the whole tour where the coffin pass of all the places that she ruled. Was she in the coffin?
Oh, I don't know.
I've been thinking about that the entire time.
I don't know.
Do we really trust?
I mean, were the jewels real? Were those the real crowns and the real scepters on the coffin? I mean,
I don't know if you saw the story. Those that country's already asking for the jewels back. They're pushing to get their jewels back. They're saying they do not belong to London. It belongs to them.
Shut up.
So now there's already a fight of where the jewels, who they go to, because now that she's dead, it needs to come back to our country and not America. It's whatever country those jewels
were
stolen by the white privilege
colonists.
Colonists.
Yeah.
So
colonizers, yes. Bastards.
So it's very interesting because should they go back?
No. I say no.
I say no too.
I say no.
I say who is in possession of them?
Yeah, you come. Hey, you think are they yours? Come and get them.
And I went through what is it, the London Tower? I went to the London Tower and I saw and again, it's like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Are those the real legit one I'm seeing behind the glass?
You have to believe they are, right? Even though, I mean, you don't have to believe they are. You have to. You have to just kind of, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. I know that I did get a text, I mean, an Instagram post from the Queen, though.
Oh, I think we got the same one.
That said, hey, it's me, alive. Elizabeth. I'm not dead. Charles sent me to a deserted island so he could be king. I don't have access to my royal money, so please cash at me $300 so I can get back to the UK. I'm just saying it's possible she's still alive.
So you did get that?
I don't know if the queen has a Cash App account or not. But
did you also get that on Instagram? Because I got that on Instagram too. Did she end up with tea and biscuits?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it's the same one. And she's how many $300 did she get?
Right? And we have to talk about the whole winner of the queen dying. Not King Charles.
No. And we got to talk about that, too. Okay.
Let's, not Sausage Fingers.
No.
He's not the true winner.
No, the true winner is Gary Jannetty.
Gary.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Awesome. His account is literally on fire.
It's awesome. It was really fun watching him.
Yes.
I think my favorite one is William and
Prince George?
George, looking at Charles on the throne, and the caption is, I think we're going to burn through this one pretty fast.
So good. You know, and I know they cancel Prince. HBO is not.
I know.
They're not giving him a second season.
I know.
Which, by the way, HBO Max, maybe now you should give it. Think about the content
now,
because season one was during Prince, her husband passed away.
Yeah.
So season two, she's dead. Think about the jokes you could do with Camille.
Oh man.
Oh mummy.
Oh yeah. Well, they could be fighting for Queen Consort.
Queen Consort.
So she got that before she died. They work up to her death.
It's literally writing itself, HBO Max.
There's another one Jannetty did where he talked about all the people in line to see her and everything. And Prince George is like, they know she's dead, right?
That's a good one.
It's so funny. It's because it's so mean.
Oh, yes.
It's so awful.
Oh, and yes. That's not what you do.
Laughing at that. No. I'm sorry.
HBO Max should reconsider
I think they should.
Because he's on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
He's on fire. Now, let's talk about what Prince George did after the funeral. Did you see what he did?
At the arch?
No.
Oh.
In the vehicle.
Oh.
As they were leaving. Prince George decided to get a little cheeky with it and stick his tongue out at photographers.
Oh, nice. You can't be doing that, man.
And remember, this is something that in the past he has done. Remember when they did the color, the tour of the colors, I think it's called. And when they went to do the stupid charity thing with the horses.
Yeah, he's always had a little bit of an issue with that.
Yes. So there's pictures of him as soon as they leave.
Because Charles has got to hate that. And I know that, what's her face? Camilla hates that. Because separately from that story, and I don't remember him sticking his tongue out like that. And I'm fascinated to know what they did of it, because they talked about at the arch on the day of the burial, he pinched his sister, and she said "ouch," and he was just kind of, you know, had a little bit of a smile, and Camilla was pissed and said something to Kate, and so, I mean, because Charles was born and had to be, and he was raised to be king.
Yes.
He was raised to be king.
Yes.
And he was trained just like a good puppy dog to stand there and don't go to the bathroom unless you're told to go to the bathroom. And you put whatever clothes on we want you to wear, and that's who you are. I mean, that's why Meghan hated it. That's why Meghan has still got the ball and chain on Harry. I still say that marriage falls apart.
Especially
they are over, man.
So, let's talk about that. We learn that when Grandma died, he and her were in Germany doing a little touring.
Right. They came over. They came to London.
They didn't at first. They said they're not coming to see, to be at her bedside. He didn't come to her bedside. She passes away. He comes. She leaves. Then she gets invited back. Harry shows up to the funeral to post in uniform. London.
Well, he wasn't supposed to. I mean, originally they said that wasn't going to happen, and Charles said he could.
Yes. And then London lost it because him and Andrew.
Yeah, they both. Charles said okay.
Exactly.
Charles said that was okay.
Which it shows why London did not want him to be king.
I know. Plus, he was pissed because then Harry was pissed.
Yes.
Because they gave him a uniform without her initials.
Without, yes.
Embroidered on it.
Yes.
They were like, yeah, you can wear it. But
you weren't wearing the same thing that the footman wears when he's
and
playing
no
your role.
And there's no saluting either.
Yes. Okay. You don't get it. But it's very interesting.
Like,
because
you want it out, be out.
Yes.
You want it out, be out.
And by the way.
No, Andrew didn't want to be out. He got kicked out. But I'm just saying,
Here's another theory. Right before, I think so she passed away, let's say, on a Thursday.
Yeah, it was near Friday.
Yeah.
Right,
on Monday, if you remember, she was about to strip them even more. She was going to take their titles away.
Well,
she took the duties, but she let them keep the Dutch and Duchess.
Yeah, they didn't keep the HRHs, though.
They didn't keep the HR, no.
That meant security and extra money and everything
else.
Well,
on Monday, I believe, let's say Monday in this scenario, they were thinking of removing the Dutch and Duchess because of the book tour that they were on.
Right. And Harry's got his stupid book coming out.
Yes.
That's supposed to be, have all inside stuff, whatever.
So there's another theory there.
Interesting.
Of grandma, suddenly dying because even the royal doctors, the reason why it was a shock, it was very interesting because that morning, let's say it was a Friday that that everybody learned that she was dead. All the doctors were shocked. The nation was shocked. The world was shocked.
Yeah.
Because on Thursday,
they said she's being attended by a doctor and she met with what's her face.
Yes. Another possible killer. But the doctor said, we don't foresee her coming to a hospital. There's no need for that.
Well, so the queen's that's because she's the queen.
No, but
and she's got everything there. Her hand is all messed up from the IVs and everything going into it.
There's no more blood transfusion, Your Highness. Your veins are 96 years old. There's no more blood we can pump in you.
She's the queen, of course there is. What are you talking about? You
can find blood in between my toes. So there's that, So they show up. London gets pissed. They strip them from uniforms.
Yeah.
Then they show up in tuxes, which is still tuxes with.
I'm fine. I'm fine with that, too. I believe that's what should have happened.
From the beginning.
Yes.
And it shows 100%. The incompetence of King Charles.
Yes.
Because that is, for a fact, you're a killer too. But
that's his kid. I will say that's his kid.
But Jeffy.
Now Andrew is his brother.
Brother.
And it's his kid.
Seventh on the line or eighth on the line?
And Harry is his kid. Who has already stepped away.
And we know that the reason why Harry and Meghan are still rich is because daddy is sending them money.
Has to be.
No one else. You can't live out of Tyler Perry's and Oprah Winfrey's money.
Well, they've got the place. They've got the place in...
which it doesn't even belong to them.
Yeah, it does.
It's Oprah's house.
No, it's not.
It's Tyler Perry's freaking guest home.
No, it's not.
It's a fishy house. They don't even live in the fishy house anymore.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. No, they live in the pot house.
Yeah, the fishy house, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their house. That's their place in Monticello. That's theirs with the chicken coop and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their place. Okay. They moved out of Tyler Perry's place to move into
that. Okay, I believe you.
Into that neighborhood.
No way, but okay.
That's their place. And they milked money from Spotify.
Which, by the way, that one episode, did you see the episode?
Yes.
And?
It was awesome.
Okay.
And she's great. I love her. I mean.
So what is your theory?
It took them over a year to create one show.
And again, Spotify. We'll take half of the money.
Spotify. You will. I promise. This is just a promise from me. Now, a lot of people aren't going to go out on a limb like this, but I will. You won't have to send someone to my door. Yeah. Excuse me. We just paid you $90 million. Do you think maybe you could create some content?
At least a promo. Just give me 30-second promo so we can keep these idiots coming for us. But What are your theories on what the media caught her doing with a recording device on her hip?
I know. And my original thought to that, now they completely denied it.
Okay.
My original thought was, of course she is.
Right?
Of course
she is. Isn't that is okay?
That's content for the show.
Well, not just that. Of course she is. Isn't that the naive thinking of the stupid British? Which
yes.
is why you lost in 1776?
Thank you.
Of course the American have a recording
yes.
device.
Yes, that was my original thought. Was, yes,
well, duh.
Of course she does.
Duh.
Are you kidding me?
She hates you guys. She's trying to bring you guys down.
Yes.
Do you not think that she's going to bring a recording device?
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Who doesn't want to hear what they talked about before they came out, before William and Kate and Harry and Meghan came out to the flowers and the fans?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeffy, we've been talking.
I would listen to that 45 minutes in a heartbeat.
For 4 years, me and you have been talking about being a fly on the wall.
Yes.
Especially when we all know that the reason why Grandma gave permission for him to marry Blackie. And by the way, Daddy said, you don't marry those people. Grandpa said, you don't marry those people. Those are the ones you have for the side.
Yeah.
Imagine having that on tape.
Oh, my gosh.
And we all know they said it.
And we don't.
We know they said
it. We can only surmise. But what the conversation that they had before they made the walk out, who was going to walk where, who was going to say what.
Who's going to stand.
Don't look at me like that. Mm-hmm. What you've said in the past has pissed me off.
Yep.
All of it. All of it.
You know that.
A fortune.
You know that family reunion of three houses.
Oh.
That was, you know, every butler and servant and footman and cook, there were ears to the walls with cups, with anything that they could find to listen. They called the doctor. Hey, can we borrow that thing that you listen to the heart? We need it. You know.
That's called a stethoscope, by the
way.
Oh,
okay. Thank you. I knew what it was. I just can't say it. You know everybody was ready. Of course she has a recording device.
That's what I thought. Now, they denied it. Or, you know, they said no. And I used to look at the pictures and. I guess it could be.
You know, those pictures remind me of Michelle Obama's wiener.
Wow.
When I
so
saw
it's
that.
It's not real, is what you're saying.
It's the same question. Does she have a recording device or not? But it was so naive of the British to say, she doesn't have it. She would never do that. Really? The
of
person
course.
That is trying
Shut
to
up.
Destroy you monarchy?
Well, thank
and
you.
By the way, I bet you it was Spotify's idea.
I hope it was.
I hope so too. That is a good producer right there.
Absolutely, it is. That's the first thing I thought of. I mean, look, it took them forever to promote the stupid podcast that they took money for because they were out, I don't know, picking up eggs from Archie's chicken coop and smelling pot from the farm down the road. So they finally got him to record something. Look, we'll just bring in a mic. All you got to do is talk. Just say something, okay? Please. Please say something. And Meghan, if you're going to do it and Harry's not going to do it, then you know what? Just have Harry make a quick stop during it so that we can say that Harry made a, look who's the surprise. Harry stopped by too. Oh, what a surprise. I mean, I tell you what, put this microphone on and we'll just, what you record while you're over there with them, those are all shows.
Yep.
All you have to do is give us the device.
And the reason why I believe that it was a recording device, she submitted a formal letter to the king for a one-on-one meeting to clear the air before leaving the UK.
Wow. Did she get that? I doubt Charles gave that to her.
I don't know.
He's in mourning.
So
he can't give that to her.
She made the request in a formal letter and that the meeting will serve as an opportunity to clear the air, put the rights from wrongs, and explain some of the rationale behind what they've been doing over the last 2 years.
Everybody knows your rationale. You hated being a royal. All you want your life, you wanted to be a royal. And once you got it, you realized that it was more than what they told you what to wear. And you had to be places on time. And so, you know, and nobody, they were the only people in the world that cared whether you were black or not. Because they didn't want to have a black baby for a grandson. I mean, we're not supposed to say that, but that's true. That's true. That's why Grandpa said, no, how about no? You know, no problem. You keep her over there, and she can do whatever she wants. But, you know, don't bring her into the fold.
So now let's bring it into America. Because there's a couple of things that happened. Biden went over there. He was late. Did you see that?
Yes.
Now, he's blaming it on traffic.
Traffic. Which is why they wanted you to get there early and take the bus with the rest of them.
Which is, thank you for saying the bus. Because pivot from him being late, he decided for the after party. I know it's not called an after party. But for the after party, he decided to opt out.
Yeah, he flew back, right?
No. He opted out and he drove the beast to Windsor, to the castle, Buckingham Castle.
Right.
They're calling him a racist for not getting in the bus with the other world leaders.
Oh, shut up.
Now, Jeffy, we go back to saying,
I mean, I'm okay with beating up Joe Biden on anything because I don't like him at all.
But I want him, but I'm an American.
I know. Screw you.
I am the president
yes.
of the free world, and I'm saying that with quotes because you could question where we are. I don't care if it's Joe Biden or Kamala or Obama. I do not want my president to be with the peasants on a stupid bus.
You're lucky I didn't get up and walk out when you sat me in the 14th row behind Mr. Poland and Mr. Czechoslovakia busy yapping with my wife over here. Lucky I didn't walk out on that.
That is one move.
Now, he would have done that if he could have actually remembered
who those. Yes. That is one move I appreciate from this administration. I'm not going to steep down to your bus level.
Thank you.
I'm bringing the beast. The beast is going into the damn Buckingham Castle with, I want escorts front, back, and sides.
Hey, damn right.
And I want my Secret Service to be armed to the teeth.
Thank you.
And by the way, you British idiots, how smart is it to put every single world leader in one bus?
I know. It was just dumb.
That is literally.
That's almost like lining up your soldiers wearing red outfits fighting against the man in the woods. But that's just me.
That's just you.
That's what I was thinking about.
Since you brought the sitting of the president, I love that Trump mocked him.
Yes. Well.
And again, it's to be mocked because we are deleting, again, free world.
I know.
Believe it or not. I know you conservatives out there feel like we're not living in a free world. But trust me, I spent 2 days with the Palestinians, a couple of days with the
Israelis. We'll talk about that.
And a couple of days with the French and the Italians and the Spain. We live in the best damn freaking country in the world.
Trying to get into this country every day.
Jeffy, I know. We're probably not going to talk about it today. We'll do another episode on this. But kid you not, we live in the best.
I know, but it still is not the America that it was.
No. We live in the best effing world.
But what I'm saying to you, Chris.
No, I don't care. America, and I've been overseas many times. This is my first time as a civilian. And
even pretended to be hurt.
Yes. I will even say that. I'm pretending to be hurt so the government gives me money. Now, who's editing this? Make sure that all gets deleted. But we live. Americans are the nicest. They're the best.
Nicest. We're nicest.
Italians can suck hardcore. They are the meanest people in the world.
They've had a tough time, though, Chris.
The French are ridiculous.
They've had a tough time, too.
The Spaniard, they're okay. They're but after this trip, I was 12 days overseas. I was traveling. I realized that I got into a fight with the Italian.
No, you didn't get along with the Italians.
Sounds like
the Italians didn't get along.
Fisher, we have so much fun, but I want to end with this story because I need your expert opinion because you know all about how to act in public. You know, fat people sitting. You know about taking space in an aircraft, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And the niceness and all the stuff. Okay, so I'm boarding. I'm going from, where am I going? Yes, I'm going from Israel to Rome.
Okay.
It's a quick five-hour. It's a quick flight. Not like the freaking 19 hours that I was on a plane.
Know.
Bro,
I had a flight from Israel to Egypt and then Egypt to South Africa.
Oh, my God.
And then South Africa back to London.
Yeah.
And then London.
Can we get that one side
flight? Thank you.
Stop it.
Thank you.
How much money? You were taking freaking $600. $200 in an extra? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm here.
I'll pay anything. Take her shoes, whatever she's wearing. I'll pay you that.
Israel to Rome, getting in, and now I'm traveling with a baby.
Ah, oh boy.
Usually,
oh boy.
People with kids board first.
Get a little priority. Get the kids settled.
That only happens in America because the rest of the world hates kids.
That's what they said.
No, but it's only.
Oh, okay.
Only told me they said that that's not.
I mean,
that's
I believe that to be true, but.
They said that's not a thing. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. I have a car seat that I have to buckle in. So if you're going to have me sitting at the five, you know, group five,
yeah.
Expect 6, 7, 8, and 9 to take a little bit longer. Oh, okay. We'll let you in on number 4. I'm like, okay.
Boy, that.
Well, thank you.
Really saving time with that one, huh?
Dude, thank you for letting me on 4. Anyway, so I'm walking.
This is what you're asking me. But
This is not it. But I did take my time putting in the supercar seat. Yes.
Good.
I go in, and you know that little bridge that goes from the terminal to the plane?
Yeah, the walkway.
Okay. There's an Italian family in front of me. It's a pretty long bridge. I did not know that, again, my theory of third world country shouldn't have aircrafts and airports still stand.
Italy isn't really a third world country
because America is the only number one. He's in the bridge. He keeps going.
It's a long walkway.
It's a long walkway.
Jeffy, from airside to the plane.
Jeffy, okay. Left and right. He is just left and right. I kid you not. Pick a lane. But I said it the way you will say it. My inner Jeffy came out. He turns around.
Thank you. Good. I appreciate that.
He turns around and says, "This is not America. Slow down." Kicks the stupid stroller. Oh, Jeffy.
No, you did not do that.
Oh, I pushed that stroller so far up his ass.
Let me show you what an American is.
I was like, you're right, because I would have kicked your ass in America. Oh, what was that for? His wife had to pull him off me. Autumn, what are you doing? Just calm down.
They're going to throw us in jail.
He's like, oh, this is not America. I'm like, yeah, that's right. This is not America. I'm freaking kick your ass right now. Oh, you need to calm down. I'm like, no, you need to pick a damn lane.
Just go left or right.
Pick a side. Pick a lane.
If it's not America.
Pick the left side.
Then go on the left side.
Pick on the left side. Yes.
That's fine. Just pick a side.
It did not end at the tunnel.
Oh, no. On the plane?
On the plane.
Oh, you're lucky you made this flight, right?
Oh, yes, okay. I did.
Ooh.
He sits a couple rows behind me. And to his surprise, this American, and like any American, does not let go very easily.
Dude, you got to let some of it go a little bit.
I put my car seat down. He reports me.
Of course.
He says,
he wants you off the flight.
That guy, I do not want him here. Did he pay for that seat? Because I put a car seat, and it makes sense. Usually babies go on lap, or you have to pay for a seat. Can you believe that the flight attendant believed the freaking Italian douchebag and said, sir, did you pay for the seat? I'm like, I don't know. What does a freaking ticket say? It says Ezekiel.
That's him. Sit.
Oh, well, they did not notify us that there was a car seat on board. Who gives a rat's butt?
I notified your people before I boarded the plane because I asked to board earlier and they told me I couldn't do it. In fact, I'm sorry. They moved me up one.
And not just that. When do you ever have to report and tell the airplane that you bring in a car seat?
Yeah, I mean, what if I had a wheelchair, whatever?
What if I had a wheelchair?
I'm telling you outside.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you at the gate when we checked in. You saw what I had.
The entire flight, this man tried to get me, Autumn, and Zeke kicked off the plane. The entire. We land. He's behind me trying to get. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, I have a car seat to unbuckle.
I don't have a car seat.
And not just a car seat. I got a stroller
that
you kicked, you Italian douche. And I got to get it out. Oh, I got to go. My family's up there.
Yeah. Just hold on, please.
Just hold on. Oh, well, just give me a second.
Yeah, no, I can't.
No.
Right,
he jumps. He jumps to the other side to get up ahead. Guess what I did? I was already done. I was just taking my time. Freaking go. Boom. Boom, behind me again.
Hey,
how's it looking out back there, buddy?
That's awesome.
Come to the get in your bags. Guess whose bags were not there when we got to Rome, Italy?
Oh my gosh.
His bag and his family bag was not, they weren't there.
Oh, that's a shame to hear.
My question to you, and you already answered
all
it.
All that for that.
Should I have let it drop and kept my mouth shut?
I mean, that's tough. That's tough because in hindsight, it worked out, right? Mm-hmm. But in today's world, I mean, you're lucky you didn't get thrown off and arrested, right? I mean, that's what happens. And that's, I mean, I've been in this, not the exact situation, but similar airline situations. And I don't know if I could have held my wife back at that point or held me back at that point. One of us probably would have been fighting the Italian douche.
The moment I would have let it drop, if he said, when he turned around and said, this is not America, you need to slow down, I would understand that. Don't kick my stuff.
Yeah, the kicking of the stuff.
Because.
What are you doing?
In America, you assaulted first.
Yeah.
That is my property. I was holding it, and that was an extension of me.
Yeah.
So you kicked me. And in America, I'm kicking your ass.
In America, I might shoot your ass. How about that?
And
I know you keep saying America, but I live in Texas.
The only reason why I not say I was going to shoot your ass, it was because I was in the airport. And a brown guy with a beard telling a white guy, even though he was Italian, telling a white guy, I'm going to shoot your ass, might not translate well. Coming from Israel? Yes. While still being in Israel proper? Yes.
Oh, that's outstanding. So, yeah, you got to take it easy on that.
Yeah, I did. You douche that said on Twitter that you did not want a royal update. How's that?
Okay, so the queen is dead. Rest in peace.
King Charles.
We lost her.
King
Charles got to go.
How many years do you think he's going to be king?
King Charles got to go. I would love to have him be king until January.
Well, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it for another 6 months. There's a 6 month mourning period where he's not officially the king. So he is king because he's
but not really.
But not really until 6 months after she's put down. So the 6 months just started on Monday.
They should not have marched for 18 days.
He was struggling.
Her in the ground.
This time hasn't started yet.
Let's
put her
go.
Down already. And by the way,
I'm 73.
And by the way, I know we didn't talk about this, but the way that they buried her, it was fantastic. Did you see the animation?
Yeah.
It's great. It drops down. Yeah. It moves in. The queen, the previous king and queen,
yeah,
they get moved to the side.
They get moved in.
And they get moved in. It's fascinating. Yeah. The placard of Queen Mother gets removed, and then she and a hubby gets added. That's great.
No, I mean,
but just
we talked about it. But we talked about it on Chewing and maybe even Pat. But I mean, how much did that cost?
Oh,
the entire funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, it's
unreal.
It's the gold, the diamonds,
the
uniform pressing. It's good for business.
Security. Oh,
well, it's good for business.
London,
you know, like
was booming.
London was booming. Like,
right.
Like. That tourism that covered the funeral and the next funeral. Sorry, Charles, you're dead in a couple of years.
They can't give him that big.
They
a whole royal funeral like that. I guess they'll have to.
Well, they have to.
Man, that's tough.
They'll have to. Even though he took the name that he said he did not want when he became Prince.
Yeah.
Bitch, you taking this name. This is the name we're giving you. You taking it.
William is going to be like, huh, you know what? I don't want to bury my dad like that, but we have to. Okay, but I promise I'm not going to die for a long time, so we'll be good.
Is anybody going to break her record? 70 years enthroned?
No, I don't think so.
The only, because even if William takes tomorrow, he's already too old.
Yeah, he's going to have to do it till 100, right? So the only thing is that...
baby. George takes it.
George's going to have to get it early.
Yes.
He's going to have to let dad get it, mm-hmm. and dad's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
And drop over, and then George is going to have to say, whew, man, am I sorry that he left.
Who's sticking the tongue out? He's going to remind everybody. Remember when I stuck my tongue out at grandma's?
Remember what you told me? Yeah. Remember when you were pissed at me for pinching you?
Game of Thrones this bitch right now.
This is outstanding. So I have to hear more about your trip. All right, so we've yapped enough, I know. I know this has gone way beyond time. I haven't been keeping track of time. I appreciate the Italian update. Yeah. That is really fascinating that he felt comfortable enough to attack an American on at an airline.
Well, not just that.
It's incredible to me.
It all ties in, and it all ties in. Biden, 14 bro. Me getting attacked by an Italian. Calling Biden racist for not riding the bus. Biden being late. Biden telling the world that Putin might shoot us.
Oof.
Bro, this is not easy times.
There's no doubt about that.
Like, we are literally losing face. If my blue passport means nothing, and Jeffy, we will. Oh, Jeffy, there's so much about how America has lost its freaking thing.
You said the best country. Best country in the world.
No,
that's what you're saying.
It is.
That's what you're saying.
It is. But my blue passport is the same as a freaking Uganda passport.
Wait, what?
Going through customs. I go with the freaking pawns of the world.
You want to go in the other lane?
Yes.
You want the USA lane?
When you come to America, there's a USA lane. Everybody else,
well,
go to the minority.
We should have that around the world.
We should. London, I'm with the freaking Ugandans. Israel, I'm with the Palestinians in the same land of the Palestinians.
I lost my knee replacement. I think in London. My knee, not, I didn't lose my knee replacement because I
you
still
lost
actually
your knee.
Have that.
Yeah, you lost
but
your knee.
I lost the card that said I had a knee replacement. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that was in London. Yeah, they owed that to me.
Mm.
Bastards.
America is the best country in the world, but no one sees that. They put us with the freaking Ugandans. I do not like that. And by the way, I thought, you know, Wakanda was fake. But I saw a couple of Wakanda people in London.
You did?
My wife got upset at me because I went Wakanda Forever and did that whole cross thing. She elbowed me really hard.
Did they return the favor?
They did not return, but they looked at me like, oh, he should not know that handshake.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I did. They were passing by. They were in full guard. I was like, Wakanda Forever. And they gave me a look like... Why does he know that?
You know, it's amazing to me that people hate Americans in Europe. No, really. It's amazing to me. So let's just wrap this thing up before we have any more hatred thrown out. Rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth. Thank you for listening to the Royal Special on Chewing the Fat. And we will definitely hear more about Mr. Cruz's European tour soon. Thanks for listening.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.